I'm going to ask you, who are you and where are you from?
Sure. My name is Veronica Pedril. That's spelled P-E-J-R-I-L. I am from Greencastle, Indiana, which is about an hour west of Indianapolis.
Yep. I'm just internalizing the Indiana geography. I went to Ball State as an undergrad, so...
So Greencastle is about halfway between Purdue and IU. I think that for folks who are familiar with Indiana higher ed, Greencastle is home to DePaul University, which is where my day job is.
There you go. So running for office, if the name tag's anything to go off of?
I am running for State Senate District 24. I have been elected and served before. I have served on Greencastle City Council for 4 years. I don't run as a single issue candidate because none of us live single issue lives. But, I am the first openly trans candidate to ever serve in the state of Indiana.
Which is huge in a state like Indiana, where, if I recall correctly, the legislature is still dominated by Republicans.
Right, but at the local level, when you're communicating with your neighbors in a smaller community like our city of 10,000, you can get a message out about good neighborliness, and really that's the campaign that we led back in 2019.
I mean, this is what they say, good politics comes from the ground up, doesn't it?
All politics is local, and it does come from the ground up. My campaign slogan back in 2019 was good neighbors make great neighborhoods, and we ran on that somewhat biblical principle.
There's so much more trans representation in the party than there was even just an election cycle or two ago. I wonder how you're thinking about that and the inclusion in the party.
You know, as an older trans person, I am delighted to see more younger folks coming into public service and getting engaged in the political process at every level. It's really important that we pass the torch on to the next generation, as we've learned here during this DNC convention, for sure. As I think I'm getting close to retirement age from my day job and thinking about what my next steps are. And that's, since my kids are already out of college, that's why I think that I've got an opportunity to give more of myself into public service.
I think about the future in moments like this. Where do you want to see representation within the party, within politics for trans folks, like 2 election cycles, 3 election cycles, 5 from now even?
Well, when I was elected back in 2019, there were about 1,000 transgender individuals who were 1,000 LGBTQ folks who were elected and serving in the United States. And we only needed to elect, I think, somewhere around 32,000 more to achieve parity with the rest of the population, to achieve proportional representation. It's important that we achieve proportional representation because, as Sarah McBride said, if we're not at the table, we're on the menu. And we can see that happening, especially in red state legislatures such as mine.
I've been asking this to so many folks. What's at stake in this election?
As you might know, Indiana is the first state to have passed a nearly complete abortion ban after the Dobbs decision. Bodily autonomy is at the forefront of everyone's mind. We know that 78% of Hoosiers are in favor of providing some manner of public referendum on our state's abortion policy. That's a huge majority of folks, but the supermajority that's currently in place in the Indiana General Assembly will hear nothing of it. It will take some significant legal moves to make that happen, including a change to the Constitution of our state, but I am committed to doing that work and helping make that change so that our public has that voice. Our population, our Hoosiers, can have a say about our own abortion policy.
I want to be mindful of your time. Anything else worth adding that we haven't already gotten into?
It is so important that, LGBTQ folks feel like they belong. Whether it's older folks like me or young folks in school learning about history, or whether it's folks who are entering the job market and seeking to ensure that they have equality in employment. These are top of mind issues for everyone these days. This isn't just about the queer community. This is about everyone's rights.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.